I was extremely nerve-wracking, because if you look at the other episodes of Born in Bed in general, it's actually quite brutal. When people arrive, you just don't know what to expect. So you sort of, you know, you end up sort of trying to figure out who's going to be the mean one, who's going to be the, you know, who's going to be the people you guys get on with. But actually, honestly, our group was incredible. We had the nicest people, and we're still actually friends. We have a group on WhatsApp, and we're all texting each other all the time. So we've just got a really, really nice group. And actually, a lot of that is thanks to Channel 4, because they were amazing at looking after us. I've never felt like such a diva in my life, honestly. They were absolutely awesome. I was extremely pleased, actually, with the feedback. There was a comment with regards to some furniture in the, you know, the Wow Factor by Steve and Mandy, which was actually, to be fair, I think quite fair. And since then, we replaced the furniture in that room. It's now marble and it's much nicer. So I took a lot of advice on board to just make sure we get tens all round. in the future. Yeah, I mean, I was extremely happy, because the other thing is, I mean, this is a full day of filming. They, you know, from the moment you wake up, they wake you up and then they put you to bed. They literally, you're having a camera in your face when you're about to go to bed. And they turn the light off and the camera's still there. And then they're like, okay, done. So you wake up and they're still on the way. That is a whole day of filming of just you on camera all the time. And you get very small breaks. So you don't know what the edit is going to be. So when you watch it, you're just like, please God, what did everybody say about me? You have no idea. So it is quite scary watching it for the first time. Honestly, Channel 4 could not have made us feel more at ease. The team that was looking after us was amazing. As I said, I've never felt like such a diva in my life. At one point, actually, I was really grumpy because I got woken up. I can't say by what. At 4 a.m. in the morning, but you'll see it on TV. I just demanded my coffee. I said, I'm not getting out of my trailer until I get my coffee. So we weren't the easiest of people. Also, we're complete amateurs in front of the camera, you know, so we're not like professional actors who come in and like, oh, here's this. We are just, you know, we are us. Well, I knew that I was representing, you know, we are representing the area. I was really, really nervous about that. And hopefully we represented it well. There was one sort of issue that I did want to actually address is the pricing. So they have to have your highest price of the year, which for us is the Boardmasters Festival. So we couldn't lower our... So that's a very specific time during the summer when the price is sort of double or triple or even, you know, they go extremely high because obviously that's the festival time around that time. Because the competition is value for money, it's quite tough to have your highest price. So I noticed a lot of people were commenting afterwards that, you know, we had very high prices. That is because you have to have the highest possible price for every single room at the highest point of highest price point of the year. That is why our prices were that high, because that is actually a lot of the feedback that we got from that. Normally our prices are much, much lower.